What did I just say? 21 gigawatts! What the hell is a gigawatt?
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat.
Welcome to the Green Insider Podcast, powered by eRenewable. I'm your host, Ron Culver, and with me as always is the CEO of eRenewable, Mike Niemer. On today's Follower Friday, Mike is joined all the way from Iceland with Friedrich Larsson, the first and only person with a PhD in energy branding. But before we get into their conversation, let's hear a very important message from the COO of eRenewable, Anne Niemer.
Anne Niemer here, COO of eRenewable. We know today whether you're a public company, private equity, or privately held company, ESG and sustainability are important to your company. At eRenewable, we can help you achieve some of those goals. If you have any questions or need any assistance with regards to reaching your sustainability goals, please visit us at eRenewable.com to learn more. As always, thank you for listening to The Green Insider, powered by eRenewable.
Thanks, Anne. And now here's Mike with Friedrich Larsson.
Welcome to The Green Insider Podcast, powered by eRenewable. I'm Mike Niemer, your host, and welcome to this week's Follower Friday. My guest is Mr. Friedrich Larsson, the first and only man with a PhD in energy branding in charge of Charge, who has a conference coming to Houston next month. Friedrich, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thanks. I'm great. Thank you.
Well, you know, since this is the first time you and Charge has been on our show, please tell our audience a little bit about Charge as a company and then what brought you to Houston.
Why Charge? It relates to my PhD. So I wrote the PhD because I wanted to be able to bring relevant knowledge to the energy space on how they should actually behave like brands, like proper brands, not just companies, but branded companies. And it's a commodity-based business, and people didn't really understand why they should spend money on marketing and branding. So I wrote the PhD to understand what is the best way to promote an energy company, how they should communicate, what they should say and what they shouldn't say. And when I finished the PhD, I was asked to speak all over the world, basically, quite happy about that. But I said, but there was never anything really specific enough that I wanted to talk about. I mean, it was generic and energy conferences, great as such, but they weren't about the consumer. They weren't about how you should talk to the end client. So I said to myself, okay, I have to create my own conference. And I set up Charge. It started in Iceland 2016. It was a little bit crazy idea, of course, because why would anyone attend an event on energy branding, which nobody had gone to a conference on before, and in a country far up in the Atlantic, a small island. So I thought, this is crazy, but I still do it. And I thought about the movie Field of Dreams by Kevin Costner. Maybe you know it.
Yep, I remember that.
I
mean, yes.
Yeah. Build it and they will come. That's what I thought. I'll just create it. And if people will come, great. If not, I'll try something else. And people did come. And we had like great names like, the CEOs from the biggest companies in the world, basically, because they were interested in this. And I always remember my first call with late Jim Rogers, of the former CEO of Duke Energy. He unfortunately passed away. And he was one of the people that I contacted. And when I was on the call, I didn't know him before. So I said, Jim, but I don't understand. Why are you coming to Iceland? I mean, this is about being new and everything. And then he said, and I always remember his answer, I've been waiting for 20 years for someone to do this. Made me quite proud that he said that. So I put it on, and we were quite successful, and we attracted the right talent. It's small and intimate, as it should be, because we're talking about a neat subject here. So that's why I created Charge, to bring together forward-thinking people from the energy space to understand how they should talk about their brands. And after running it in Iceland, we moved to mainland Europe, and we were in Berlin last year for the first time on a bigger stage. We will be in Lisbon, Portugal this year. And we started in the US physically 2 years ago. So this is going to be the third version that we do in the US. And I thought, okay, this is successful in Europe. There is absolutely no reason why the Americans shouldn't also adopt it. Because the conversation that I had with Americans previously were so different from the Europeans. Particularly, let's think about 3 or 4 years, in terms of renewables and green, the Americans that would come to our European show, they were blown away by how we talked about green and sustainability and corporate social responsibility and all these words. So I saw a need for this thing to take place in America. And I choose Houston because Houston is the energy capital of the US. So a lot of retailers that I thought that this would be interesting to, but I also thought about different locations, but Houston was the one we chose.
Well, you know, we are the energy capital here. And so I appreciate you acknowledging that you recognize that, because all those of us in Houston, we work hard to maintain that status. And because that's what we're known for, that and our medical facilities. Those are the world-renowned things that we really push here in town. So thank you so much for coming to Houston and choosing Houston first and foremost. Secondly, I find it fascinating that there's a conference on energy branding. I mean, I go to a lot of conferences and your topics are a little different than most. And it a lot of times when you go to conferences, you have a lot of rinse and repeat. They say the same things over and over, just different people are saying them, but the same thing. So I'm very interested in attending your first conference, May 16th and 17th at the Omni here in Houston. So tell us about some of the speakers you may have coming up and what you can expect to hear when we get here in Houston.
Yeah, well, so the theme has evolved a little bit from the first one, 2016. So at that time, we were talking a lot about why you should spend money on your brand, why you should use your resources to create brand. So that's what we did in the beginning. But as you know, we evolved, we started to talk more about how we do it and more the practicalities of things. But what we'll be talking, we'll have about 45 speakers. You know, we have the CEO of Octopus and more. We'll have a lot of high-level speakers, but we ask them to talk about the subject in the framework of what charts is how do you actually communicate with stakeholders, not just your customers, but also employees, which is a super, super interesting thing today. And many of those energy companies, they realize, maybe they don't realize necessarily that they will be more profitable if they spend money on their image and their reputation. But everybody realized that they have a pain when it comes to the human resource element. So we'll talk about the branding in general. We'll talk about how you should become an energy brand and what you should avoid and what you should do, best practices. We talk about it from the HR perspective. We talk about it from a sustainability perspective. And can you actually make money if you take time to understand the sustainability aspect or the green aspect? So those are our main themes, basically.
Well, you know, it's I was a public relations major a million years ago. And so marketing has always been interesting to me, and brand branding is a subset of what I studied. So it always surprises me that when a company has a tough year, the first thing that gets cut is the marketing and their branding budgets. And that's actually the opposite thinking as to what they should be doing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I find, when I attended my first conference, so my first energy conference, I was stuck on a panel in the one year in Poland, here in Warsaw. And this is, the first time I was ever speaking after I finished my PhD. And people started to talk on the panel, and I had a really hard time understanding what they were talking about. They spoke plain good English, but they used so many acronyms and there's so many energy words that I didn't understand really. Of course, I understood, but I thought, this is simple. Either my PhD is no good, or they are just speaking in a tongue that's too complex. And this is maybe still reflective of the energy space. So what you should do in terms of communicating is use simple language, simplify to amplify. So don't talk your pig Latin, the one you speak internally, speak in plain terms, because otherwise people will not understand you. And people will continue to dislike you even, or just don't think enough of you. But COVID actually changed this somewhat, particularly in the States, because during COVID, many of the energy companies would have health professionals on the staff, and they would have to talk to their clients. So they started to treat this a little bit differently. Yeah, so but in terms of cutting the budgets to marketing and branding, you're absolutely correct. And In theory, we should increase. Why? Because there's less noise. Everybody else is cutting. You'll get your message across cheaper, and you will be landing on your feet when you will be land on the ground running, you know, when you go up. So that's a common mistake. But also, I find there just if you brought up in an industry, this is there's a engineering driven industry, a commodity based industry. You just don't have this social science thinking which branding belongs to. I mean, there's a lot of smart people, they just haven't been exposed to the fact that you actually make money if you spend, the return on investment is going to be vast if you do spend it on branding in a good way. They just don't know it. So cutting is the first thing that they think of. And my task sometimes is to talk to the CEO or the executive suite just to explain in the first place, why should you be spending money on branding? Because the marketing people complain, oh, they're cutting our budget, but this just isn't. They just don't really understand the why. And if you don't have the why, you don't take action. So you're absolutely correct. We are too quick to stop. We are too quick to cut the marketing budget, for sure.
Friedrich, thank you so much. I'm looking so forward to your conference. It's going to be very entertaining, I'm sure. And for our listeners out there, if you work for a utility and energy retailer or energy developer, and even an energy technology company, look up Charge online. Friedrich, can you give the website address for that so they could look up and possibly attend your conference?
Yeah, www.charge.events. Very easy. Just the right energy branding. Yeah, that should be the first thing that comes up, hopefully.
Well, I'm sure that it will, because I know somebody that's in branding if you need any help, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
There you go. Well, Friedrich, thank you so much for joining me on the Green Insider today. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to meeting you May 16th at the Omni in Houston.
Likewise.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the Green Insider today on this Follower Friday. Please enjoy your weekend. Have a great rest of your day.
Once again, we'd like to thank Friedrich Larson for joining the podcast today, and we are definitely looking forward to him speaking at Charge North America in Houston next month. We'd also like to extend a special thanks to all of you for tuning in. A brief reminder that if you're not yet subscribed to the Green Insider podcast, don't hesitate and become one today from wherever you receive your podcast. And please, leave us a 5-star rating.